Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Monks podcast and radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, the second week of Advent, and we're continuing on with our little Advent book. It's called Preparing His Way, Hope, Healing, Justice, and Peace for Advent, by different sayings and readings from Pope Francis and Mother Teresa and Father Henry J.M. Newman. Today's title, Jesus' Words of Hope. But before we get onto the words of Pope Francis, to let you know that we also do the prayer, consecration of a child to the Mother of God. Is to be said in the sanctuary of Our Lady, but today I'll be doing in the sanctuary of my home in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pope Francis states in First Jesus, the words of hope. He quotes Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all that are weary and are carrying a heavy burden, and I will give them rest." Matthew 11:28. Pope Francis states, "When Jesus said this, he has been before him the people he meets every day in the streets of Galilee. Very many simple people, poor and sick and sinners, those who are marginalized. These people always follow him to hear his word, a word that gives them hope. Jesus' words always give hope, and even just to touch him in his garment. Jesus himself sought out these ties and worn out the crowds like a sheep without a shepherd to proclaim God's kingdom and to heal many of them in the body and spirit. Now he calls them all to himself and promises them to relief and rest. Jesus' invitation reaches to our day and extends to the many brothers and sisters oppressed by life, precious conditions, and difficult situations. There are so many people, weary people, worn out under the unbearable weight of neglect and indifference. Human indifference causes the needy so much pain, and worse, indifferences of Christians. On these fringes of society, so many men and women are tried by the indifferences, but also by the dissatisfactions with life and by frustrations. So many are forced to immigrate from their homeland and risking their lives. Many more every day carry the weight of the economic system that exploits human beings, imposing on them the unbearable yoke, which a few privileged do not want to bear. His invitation is for everyone, but especially for those who suffer the most, Pope Francis. Today's start of the day in meditation. How might I offer a word or gesture of hope to those around me who are suffering? Today's prayer, consecration of a child to the Mother of God. From the Gospel according to John, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Zebedee, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and his disciples whom he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." And to the disciples he said, "This is your mother." And from that hour, the disciples took her into their homes. John 19:25-27. Let us turn to Mary, the mother of God, and the mother of the church, beseeching her to accept as her own little Gregory, whom we are now consecrating to her. Let us pray. O Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, in your goodness, accept your children and pilgrims in this sanctuary and present them to the Lord, the prayer for which we say in confidence. With you, we thank the Lord for the gift of this child who has brought the joy to our family, and we consecrate him to you, through you, to your only Son, our Savior. We entrust the child to your protection so that he may grow to be healthy and may be preserved from all evil in the journey of life. We entrust the child to your protection so that you may help him live according to his baptismal promises and to be faithful to them. Together with him, we consecrate ourselves, our family, our freedom, our hearts to you, so that we may be faithful to Christ then and in the past. Watch over this child consecrated to you as you watch over the child Jesus. Guide him along the path of faithfulness to the gospel, so that inspired by the Holy Spirit, he may be a witness to Christ in the world and may spread joy and fraternity, and finally may reach the glory of the Father and the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So we'd like to bless all our children, even those who may be our prodigal sons. May he come back to our Lord Jesus Christ. But nothing is impossible.